get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And today in episode 614, we're going to talk about five ways to speed up your WordPress website right now.
Right now.
Boom. Do these things. You're going to have the fastest WordPress website in the world. I'm just kidding. Don't take me literally, but it's a good topic to cover.
Yeah. And to be clear, this isn't absolutely everything that you can do to make your website faster, but these are the five things that you want to start with because these will make the biggest difference.
Number one on our list, and probably one of the most important, if not the most important one, is good hosting. Hosting matters, folks. Tim and I have been preaching this from the rooftop for years. If you're serious about your business, you need to be serious about your hosting. Hosting is the foundation of everything. And guess what? Not all hosts are created equal. They're just not. You know, Bluehost, HostGator, they're cheap. They're going to save you some money. But you're going to be on there with everybody and their grandma sucking up resources. And no matter how much you optimize your website, if you're on their shared hosting plans, you're probably not going to be that fast.
Yeah, that is 100% true. And it all kind of starts from there. You want good, reliable hosting, because if you do all the other things we talk about, it will help even on bad hosting, but it won't be as reliable or consistent. And so tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about shared hosting versus VPS and dedicated. We're going to talk about why cheap shared hosting is not good. And so tune in tomorrow for that. But the next thing on our list is have a solid cache solution. So WordPress is a database-driven CMS, which means it uses MySQL databases to store content. And so every time you load a new page on the site, it's going to the database to make sure it has the most recent and updated version of the post. And so, or if you're on like an archive page and you're pulling in blog posts, it's going to go and make sure you have all the most recent of all the different post types and everything. So there's a lot that happens behind the scenes that can make a WordPress website very slow out of the box. But if you use a cache plugin, what it does is it essentially takes a picture of your website, a static version instead of the dynamic version, and it will serve that version to the user instead. And so for a normal website, like a brochure style website, when you have a lot of content that's not really changing a lot, it works out really well. And like 99% of your website can be cacheable, and it makes your website drastically faster. And so there's a lot of really, really great cache plugins out there. If you're using Divi, you definitely want to check out Divi Rocket. It's by my good friend David here and his team. Divi Rocket is made for Divi, which means it does some stuff behind the scenes specifically to cater to the way that Divi stores content and styling and stuff like that. So Divi Rocket over at divi.space. Some other good ones out there, WP Rocket, W3 Total Cache. There's a lot. I mean, I think WP Fastest Cache. There's so many different ones out there. But if you're using Divi, definitely look at Divi Rocket because it's made specifically for Divi.
Number three on our list is image optimization. Image optimization is very important. One of the main causes that can slow any website down is large images. I remember when I was brand new building websites, I would take a picture of something that I wanted, you know, and I'd load it on the website, and it was 6,000 by 3,000, and it was several megabytes, 20 megabytes in size. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll realize how big that image is. You want your images to be around the 50 to 75 kilobyte size, and I was loading up 20 megabyte images, and I had multiple because, of course, it was in my gallery, you know, and I wanted it to look good. So your images can look good and look great on normal sizes designed for the website and stuff. So remember to optimize your images. You can use Photoshop. They've got some really awesome tools in there that are going to allow you to optimize the images for the web. They're going to allow you to, you know, if you have multiple images, you can bulk edit and stuff. That's what I used to do years ago whenever I did image optimization. There's probably even quicker and better tools today that you can use. Just Google image optimization website, WordPress, and you're probably going to come up with a ton of them. Plus all of the plugins that do on page, you know, on website image optimization, like Smush and our good friends WPMU Dev have a fantastic plugin that does that. We have a free one in the repository, and I can't even remember the damn name of it right now, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know.
While you're on number two, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to search it. It's Squish.
Squish.
I think it's Squish.
There we go. Yeah.
I'm going to go look now. I mean, I don't want to be lying.
Yeah, no. WP Smush Pro by WPMU Dev is a great plugin because it's a set and forget type of thing. And so I still recommend, as David mentioned, using Photoshop and resizing and compressing that way. But you put WP Smush Pro on your website, it uses the WPMU Dev servers to do the image compression. And it'll even resize it too. So if you have it a 5,000 pixel wide photo and you forgot to resize it before uploading, it'll actually not just compress it from a lossless standpoint, but it will also resize the dimensions to be whatever you specify to be your max width and height, which is really helpful.
Yeah, and it is Squish. WP Squish is our own plugin. We acquired Potent Plugins a couple of years ago, and this was a plugin from our lead backend developer, Jonathan, and it is legit. It's 100% free. Go check it out. It does a lot of stuff that a lot of the other image compression, you know, plugins do. And guess what? It costs you Zippo, $0. Go download it in the WordPress repository.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to have to try that. The next one on our list, the fourth way to speed up your website right now is to use only good plugins. So go do a plugin audit and look at plugins that might be slowing down your website. In another episode, we'll talk about how to actually do that. But you want to only use good, solid plugins that are well-coded, as well as custom code. So it doesn't matter if it's in plugin form or if it's custom code you've added to your child theme. If it's not written well, it can slow down your site. If it's super JavaScript heavy and it's pulling in all these external resources, it can really, really slow down your site too. And so you have to look at that. A good cache plugin can help circumvent some of that. But if you have a plugin that's conflicting with another plugin, it can really slow things down, even on the server side too. So that's something that you really want to look out for.
Number five in our final five ways to speed up your WordPress website right now is database optimization. Tim normally takes the tech topics, but we have a bonus in there, and it's another tech topic. So I'll let him clean up whatever I'm going to say about the database optimization if he feels the need to. But like Tim said, and we described earlier in this episode on the cache part of it, WordPress is made up of databases, MySQL databases. Well, those databases can get cluttered. And they can actually grow in size. Trust me, I know. We've had our website grow in size massively through the database and stuff. And we have to periodically go in and clean up those database tables and stuff so that our website remains fast and it stays that way. There are plugins that are going to do this for you. If you're versed with WordPress databases and stuff, you can clean them up yourself pretty easily. But database optimization is our fifth way to speed up your WordPress website.
And the bonus way to speed up your website is to use a CDN. It's an acronym for Content Delivery Network. And the reason why this is a bonus reason is it's probably not something that you need on every website. But if you have an online business or you have a blog and you want people from all over your country or all over the world to be able to view your content, then a CDN might be a good choice. Because what it does is a CDN network is a network of servers, and it will offload different parts of your website, such as the images, such as your style sheets and JavaScript files, and it will load those heavy parts of your website from those servers based off of whatever one is closest to the user. And so those things like images and big style sheets and stuff like that typically is what takes a long time to load. And so by having the CDN network, use a server that's closer to the user and load those parts of your website from there, it actually speeds up the time that it takes to get to the user and load the site. So it's pretty technical, but you can check out Max CDN. Cloudflare is another form of a CDN, and there's some other ones out there, but a CDN can be a great way, particularly if you have an online business and you want people from all over the world viewing your website.
Awesome. Well, that was five ways to speed up your WordPress website right now. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, as we mentioned, shared hosting versus VPS versus dedicated. VPS meaning virtual private server. And we're going to kind of walk in, you know, to what each one of those are, the pros and the cons of each, and which one you may want to choose for your business and stuff. So, Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.